الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وبارك سلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the rules of success or understanding effort, as we title this series, and that is the importance of actual work. And that has two parts to it. One is smart work, not hard work, but smart work, and the second one is persistence or perseverance. So I call that industry, which is effort. And we began by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah An-Najm, where he said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that there is nothing for a human being except that which he makes effort for. And as I mentioned, to understand what is the meaning of this effort, to understand it, effort consists of three things. One is ikhlasun niyyah, the sincerity of the intention, which is only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, and for the work to be for the benefit of the people, because that is why Allah sent us, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. So only for the pleasure of Allah and only for the benefit of people. And we talked about the what happens as a result of that. Second part is intelligent effort. An intelligent effort consists of two things. One is generating alternatives, which means not allowing failure to stymie you, not allow failure to checkmate you, but to continue. One path doesn't succeed, go to another path, find another path. And in terms of generating alternatives, think outside the box, be creative, solve problems and so on. And the second very important part of intelligent effort is to take hard decisions, to be able to pull the plug, to be able to stop something, even though it might be painful. But a hard decision is extremely important. The pain is better than death. So it's very important to take the hard decision. And today we'll talk about the third part, which is smart work and persistence or perseverance. I'm saying smart work and not hard work, that not to mean that one should not work hard. One must work hard, and that has to be done. But just hard work without applying intelligence to that, hard work without metrics, is very often a waste of energy and time and resources. Because you might be applying those time and resources in something which really cannot give you results. If you want to build a plane and you spend all your time and energy and resources in building a car, and you say this has to go faster and faster and faster, no matter how fast the car goes, it will never fly, because the design is for something to stay on the earth. The design is not for something to leave the earth. So if it's a design issue, hard work is not going to solve it. You need to change the design. And that's a very important thing to therefore remember. And the key to that, how do you ensure that hard work is smart? By applying metrics, by applying measurements. The metrics are based on the original goal. So when you make the effort, you must actually measure and say, am I achieving this goal or not? Not saying how hard am I working. I'm working out of 24 hours, I'm working 18 hours a day, I'm working 20 hours a day, I don't eat lunch, I don't eat this, I do that. All of that hard work can be completely a waste of time if it is applied in the wrong place. The principle of leverage. The principle of leverage is that if you want to lift a heavy load, you have to place the fulcrum in the right place. Just applying force on the lever will break the lever. It will not lift the load. The lever will break if you apply too much of force. But if you put the fulcrum in the correct place, then with a very small force, you can lift a large load. That's the basic in physics, the principle of leverage. And therefore, to apply this principle of leverage, you have to know where to place the fulcrum. And that is what I call metrics, the measurement. What is the measurement of my effort? Is it getting me anywhere? Like I remember I did a further reminder on what is the sigma of my salah. And I talked about the importance of applying Six Sigma quality measurements to our salah and say that what sigma is my salah? Is it Six Sigma? Is it 5? Is it 0? Or is it 7, 8, 9, whatever? And just to give you an example, to help you to sort of explain what is Six Sigma, Six Sigma is a quality parameter which measures mistakes. 99% good, 99% good is 10,000 mistakes per million. 10,000 per million is 99% good. One mistake per 100 is 10,000 mistakes per million. Six Sigma is 3.4 mistakes per million. 3.4 mistakes per million compared to 10,000 mistakes per million. That is the measurement of Six Sigma. The GE engines on a Boeing 777 aircraft are Six Sigma. So 3.4 mistakes per million. Obviously, you don't want to be flying in a plane which is 99% good. 10,000 mistakes per million is a lot of mistakes. So I said, what is the sigma of my salah? How many mistakes per million? You know, may Allah save me from myself. It's absolutely shameful for us to think about this and say that we pray, but you know, this is, we ask Allah to accept our salah despite its quality, but we need to make some effort. So this issue of metrics of measurement is extremely important. So what is my effort? Is it getting me anywhere? What was my goal? I made a lot of effort, I did a lot of hard work, but if it didn't take me anywhere, then maybe the hard work is being done in the wrong place. So which is the correct place? We got to figure that out. So smart work, not just hard work alone. Hard work has to be done, but must be smart. And the second one is persistence, is not to give up. Persistence. Many times, the one who wins the race is the one who is still standing. It's like the principle of boxing. You know, in a boxing in the ring, who wins? The one who is still standing. The guy will do the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, and then he comes 0 and he declares the winner. Who is the winner? The one who is still standing. The fellow who fell down. So even though the chap who fell down might have been a better boxer, whatnot, maybe this fellow just landed a lucky punch. He wasn't even skilled, but he was lucky. So that happened. The other guy got knocked out. He's flat out, finished, he's lost consciousness or something, so he's gone. The one who is still left standing wins. That's why persistence is very important, to continue to do the effort. Not just do it, sporadically. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala likes the small deed which is done consistently, persistently. Not that one day you spend the whole night in Ibadah and then next day, Salatul Fajr itself, you are missing because you fell asleep after your tahajjud and you are so tired, you could not get up. No. Do whatever you can do, but continue to do that, even if it is small. That doesn't mean it has to be small. If you can manage the big deed, good for you. But for most of us, it is not possible. So try to be consistent. So consistency and perseverance, continuing in that good action. Again, that's why I said the smart work before persistence, because we don't want to persevere in the wrong thing. That's a waste of time. So pick the right thing and then continue in that consistently. So ikhlasun niyyah, and then the second one is intelligent effort, and the third one is this, which is industry, which consists of smart work and perseverance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which does not please Him, and to save us from all the shurur and the evils of the shayateen, insi wal jinn. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the temptation of shaitan and from our own nufus, from our own nafs, so that we never displease Him jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.